I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 23-year-old man will spend a week in jail after trying to seduce an underage boy online with chicken Alfredo and some Sprite.
You know what? That always seduces me.
Oh, it works for girls, too? MYK, I saw MYK lick his lips over there.
Put on that careless whisper.
Oh, is that what you're talking about over here? Wanted one young man to spend a night with me with chicken Alfredo and Sprite.
Sprite.
Some bubbles. Would you like some bubbles, little boy?
It's tingling in my nose.
Do you want some of my creamy sauce?
Oh.
Yeah. Slather that all over your plate.
Okay, now it got really weird. I'm creeped out. Yeah, the man thought he was setting up a meeting with a 15-year-old boy, but was actually talking to an undercover officer. The two decided to meet after the man told the officer he doesn't believe in it.
You know what? Cue the pedophile song. We need it.
Oh, I forget the song, but I know this one.
Lots and lots of pedophiles. That's the one.
Kind of goes good right there.
Lots and lots of pedophiles. Yeah, it goes perfect with the careless whisper.
Yeah, he told the officer he doesn't believe in age. He also sent nude photos of himself, which not to judge. I mean, it's still creepy, but this guy looks like me. Nobody, old or young, boy or girl, man or woman, should see nude photos of me or a guy like this. He told the officer he wanted to have sex when they met. So I'm not sure if they wanted to eat the Alfredo before or after. He was arrested.
Nasty.
Here's the thing. He's only going to serve 120 days in jail and be under house arrest.
What?
Yeah. He doesn't need to be in a house with a computer, trying to contact
young
kids.
I'm sure they're taking away his computer.
Yeah, I'm sure that he would have that taken away as part of his probation or whatever. But still, that right there, though, on a very serious note, is why this system is messed up. The fact that he's only just going to be on house arrest for something like that. It's terrible. It's sick. Clearly, this person needs mental health.
I thought you were going to complain about the chicken Alfredo. But
also
okay.
That, because, you know, anyone needs to be locked up that wants chicken Alfredo and not chicken nuggets.
Yeah, okay. let's see here. A guy named Michael crashed his Toyota Camry into a pole. This happened in South Carolina on Saturday. Michael had a giant gun tattoo. Actually, I should say has a giant gun tattoo right on his forehead, which is kind of funny because he's not allowed to have guns. He actually is a felon, and because of that, he is not allowed to have any kind of a weapon or firearm.
Yeah, he's a prohibited possessor.
Don't worry, though. He's got it right there in his forehead. But firefighters on the scene told the cops they might have seen him toss a gun into the grass. So when police went through and did their search, they found a loaded 38 caliber gun, and he was charged with illegal weapon possession, reckless driving, and driving with a suspended license. You've got to see the mugshot on the Dummy of the Day blog at RadioNowIndy.com.
BB, what is you doing?
Pew, pew. And our final Dummy of the Day story today here on the Joe and Alex Show involves a Minnesota woman with three previous DWI convictions, was then charged with two counts of DWI after police say she crashed her vehicle. Catherine Marie, her breath test posted a .175. That's more than double the legal limit. I don't know how people get that drunk.
Crunk.
Now, Liv, on your drunk scale, is that like a typical day? Is that a weekend, like a .175? What would you say it takes for Liv to get that crazy and turnt?
I probably like a tailgate.
Okay, are you dabbing at that point?
Oh, for an early morning tailgate, I'm dabbing by like 8 a.m. But I don't get what a DWI is.
Driving while intoxicated.
It's just another way to say it. It's like STI, STD. It's like the same
thing.
Excuse me?
How they changed STD to STI.
No, I get that. But Alex over here, the girl is waiting until she's married. Just giving me STI and STD information.
Well, yeah, that's because I'm educated on the subject.
You can get mouth herpes.
Also that.
I was watching The Bachelorette. I'm surprised Becca hasn't got mouth herpes yet.
Yeah, I still haven't watched this week's Bachelorette yet. I need to do that.
Well, I guess I kind of know what happens, something with the mouth. The best part is, though, she's wearing a shirt in her mugshot, and the search said, alcohol you later.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
That's one telltale sign that you're going to get a DWI. There was someone that came to the gym the other day who has to Uber back and forth because they have too many DUIs to drive.
Get him a moped.
He's cute, too.
Oh, see?
Liv, don't you dare, Liv.
I'm kidding.
Liv's, is that the guy you're going on a date with tonight?
No.
Why are they Ubering cardio to and from the gym?
Yeah. You know what, MYK, you bring up a good point. I'll tell him that.
He's obviously not that concerned about his fitness. You can see that photo, too, at RadioNowIndy.com. Those are your Dummies of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.